have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Check this out. My brother just got a new sailboat. He has no idea what he just got himself into. There's nothing harder than taking care of a boat. Am I right?
Get away to where the boat leads from. It takes away all of your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in the blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat leads from. So get away to where the boat leads from. It takes away all of your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in the blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat leads from.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew. All right, common boating questions. That's what we've been covering on the show today. These are pretty common. If you've been boating for a while, you know. But if you're new to boating, these are definitely the questions that most first-time boaters have. We've covered a lot of them about, do you need to wear a life jacket, of course. That's pretty easy. Everyone, including yourself, should have one of those. And it's pretty much the law, wherever you go these days. Do you need a license to operate a boat? Not all states, but a lot of them do. So it depends on the state. We kind of covered that one. But here's one for you. What do you do if your boat runs aground? Barry? What would you do?
What is it? Barry.
Yeah, well, I just figured that
depends on the tide.
Well, okay.
So if it's low tide, you just sit in the boat and you wait for the tide to come up and it'll take you off.
Okay, and we'll see you a week later.
Here's a quick hint.
If you were to run aground, it says shift your weight away from the point of impact, check for damage and raise the engine, and then try to move the boat back into the water as much as you can.
Sure, but if you run aground that hard, you may have to wait for the tide to come up a little. Well, if it's low tide.
Yeah, I guess we're thinking that it wouldn't be.
I saw that at the Haulover Sandbar one time. There was a boat that was stuck in the sand, and they were trying to move the boat. Meanwhile, there were about six women that were very healthy on this boat.
Healthy or fat?
I'm going to say healthy, and they were standing on this boat, and I'm watching the men trying to move the boat, and I'm just shaking my head. I said, you're never going to move it unless everyone gets off the boat.
We need to get rid of the dead weight.
Exactly. What? And they finally figured it out. The women just started, climbing overboard, and then all of a sudden, the boat could float again.
Right.
So, and the
guy promptly left him there on the sandbar. Yeah.
No.
I will say the very first thing that you should do if you're operating the vessel when it hits is take it out of gear, because if you don't and you snap the shaft, you're not going anywhere, even if you do get the boat floated again.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Yeah. All right. Well, that's
if you hit rocks, you have to check your hull to make sure you haven't been punctured.
Well, what's the best way to avoid overloading your boat other than listening to what those four ladies said, what their weight was, because they were lying their asses off, Barry.
Yeah.
What would you do? What's the best way to avoid overloading your boat?
Don't invite everyone.
No. Just make sure you don't exceed the limits listed
on the plate. Yes, there is a capacity plate.
Right.
But that capacity plate, I think they haven't updated that. They were talking about like six people on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'll say, or a certain number of pounds.
Right.
So it's the same thing, I think, with aircraft. I mean, aren't the seats...
It's based on the
average
size
weight.
Well, you take everybody's weight and then you add, 10 to 15 pounds to it because they're all
so
lying.
You're going to bring a scale to the dock and have them all, each one stand on the scale so you could take their weight. And of course, the women are going to say, wait, I got too much stuff to wear here. Let me take some.
But it is important, because when you do overload a boat, it performs terribly. And especially things can happen in turns. If you've got way too much weight on the boat, maybe it pitch holes and you can capsize. So,
All right.
It's important stuff.
Yep, indeed. And like I said, people lie. So you got to watch that part.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, okay. Here's one more. What should you do if a passenger falls overboard, doesn't get pushed like we talked to previously when Barry's several scenarios.
Yeah.
What should you do when you're operating a boat, Barry? What would you do? Speed off as quick as possible?
No. Well, if it's you, maybe.
Yeah, right.
But if it's someone that you like, put the engine in neutral. And if you have someone else with you, what they should do is spot the person, and they point at the person.
Right.
And they keep pointing at the person.
Right.
They act just like a pointer dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then you putt over to them. You've got to be careful is not chopping them up, turning them into, chop suey
float their way if you can, a life ring
That's what the floatable cushion is for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Those are some pretty good questions. Can you guys think of any others that we didn't really cover? Those are pretty basic and makes a lot of sense as far as like, especially first time boaters, I would say. What do you think?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the important things for new boaters is to know what the minimum required safety gear is on the particular vessel they're running. Right.
Well, that goes back to the number one question stuff that I've seen. What's the golden rule of boating? Safety first.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of the passengers. And that's the first thing you should be thinking about whenever you head out on the water in your vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Barry.
It's always good to have a little briefing with your folks before you leave the dock. So, tell them where the fire extinguishers are and those types of things.
Yeah. Barry's, he has his priorities mixed up. He, safety's in there, but it's well down the list. After like, okay, where am I going to bury the body, or where am I going to leave Greg out in international waters?
Exactly where it's about 5 miles offshore, where the drop off is.
Shark infested.
It's one of those lobster.
I had the extra anchor with the line.
Uh huh. Right.
And all you got to do is conk him on the head, wrap him up in the anchor, and chuck him over. And
man, he's put a lot more thought in this than I thought. Even
no, like, I made it simple.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called the Greg. Disposal kit.
that's really disturbing, Barry. I don't think Barry has a ghost.
You're going down to Key Largo.
I think Barry is possessed. I'm starting to think we need to perform a boating exorcism.
I guess I better fix my bilge pump before you get down here.
Yeah. I don't know what to think of that.
I think as a new boater, one thing you should do is check the weather, and even better, check your tides, especially if you're going out of inlets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to know when it's high tide and low tide, because when you're going out an inlet, if the tide is coming in, you're going to be fighting it.
Yeah.
And even worse, when you're coming back in and the tide's going out, you're going to be fighting it. And if you want to see what that looks like, just go to Wavy Boats and see them go through the haul over inlet.
Right.
When it's becoming low tide.
What's the best time to come back and forth? It's slack tide?
Slack tide if you can.
Or it's working with you.
Yeah, it working with you, but you got to be careful because that tide really moves you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have another boat coming out and it creates a big bow wake, it can cause you to move into that. Something that you weren't expecting to do.
Right. You got to be good really at the surfing. And that's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you can look at the tide charts to determine, like in a, like, Holover Inlet, for instance, you can see what the amount of water that is projected to be going in or going out based on the tide chart.
Right.
Whether it's a high tide, because there's a high and a mid low and a.
Yep. Yeah. And look at your GPS. It'll tell you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just tell it the mark. It'll tell you when it's high tide and low tide.
And if you want any motivation to make sure that you're doing it right, just watch those videos, because you don't want to be any of those boats that they film and put out, make their viral videos. Mm-hmm. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle! knuckle-bitten swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.